Kelowna residents want to see change. On October 19, thousands of people got the chance to exercise their right to vote in the 2024 BC provincial election. Black Press Media spoke to voters on Saturday about some of the issues that concerned Kelowna residents most were healthcare, crime, the drug crisis, helping those experiencing homelessness, public transit, and others. When Sue Weldon was asked why she's voting this year, she said, "For change," and mentioned affordable housing, crime, and helping people get cleaned up. "This town, as well as many other towns, need the crime cleaned up, and the catch-and-release program obliterated, because basically thieves own Kelowna now. There's no repercussions for anything they do," said Weldon. "I work in retail and I see them walk out with stuff every day and nobody, even the police, won't show up, because they know they won't be kept behind bars." Weldon added she would like to see the streets become safer and a facility is needed to help those with mental health and addiction issues. "I'd like to see a change in that to make our streets safer, to throw the Mental Health Act on people, so it keeps them safe and it keeps other people safe," said Weldon. A trio of young men, all 24, went together to vote on Saturday. "I believe it's really important to participate in the democratic process," Matt Shipley said. "I just want better public transit, like better acts of transportation. Better public transit means better accessibility for everyone to more places around town. That Bertram corridor is going on and I like that a lot," added Shipley. "I want to vote for a party that doesn't really want that climate extension to go through on top of the bike path. I think that would just be kind of a horror for traffic and cyclists." In the group, Lenko Kleemeyer agreed with Shipley's statement on public transit and added, "I don't like what certain parties were planning for the homeless population, and just basically get rid of them. I'm not about that." Daryl McKenzie wants whatever party win to follow through on promises, but also be fair. "A little bit more fairness in the way things are done," said McKenzie. "Each party seems to have their own theory on how we should be governed, but nobody seems to be doing anything. It's just all talk." Cindy and Chris Hoy mentioned they would like to see changes in healthcare and inflation. "I'd like to see something done after the food prices, that's pretty important to everybody, I think, and housing prices, I mean it's another stratosphere for Kelowna," said Chris. Everyone who spoke to Black Press Media echoed how important the voter turnout has been. "I have not missed voting in an election since I was 18, said McKenzie. "The voter turnout is fabulous. I worked in the advanced election as an issuing officer. We were swamped all day. It was great to see." "It's an important thing to do," said Cindy Hoy, while Chris added, "You can't complain if you don't vote. It's so important that we get out and vote. Otherwise, why complain if you don't put your signature down?" said Weldon. The polls for the 2024 BC provincial election close at 8 p.m. on Saturday night.